Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now it's time to go under the helmet with Green Bay left tackle David Bakhtiari.
Let's talk a little bit about David Bakhtiari, one of the best, if not the best, pass blocking tackles in all of football.
Presented by Stein's Garden and Home. Stein's premium winterizer nourishes your lawn all winter for quick spring green up. Formulated exclusively for Wisconsin lawns. Stein's, planted in Wisconsin, growing with you since 1946.
Tell you what though, David Bakhtiari had a heck of a first half when Khalil Mack was lined up over him. He got no pressures out of that.
We'll probably be playing against each other for a while. I mean, every opportunity we get a chance to go against each other, it's going to be a good time. I think it's going to be one of those instances where we'll probably talk towards the end of one of each other's careers. You know, I wouldn't say we have too many conversations so far.
Tuesdays, 4:35, we talk with the Packers left tackle and three-time All-Pro left tackle, David Bakhtiari, here on the Wendy's Big Show. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline now. David, appreciate the time, man, and a 4-1 start. Gotta feel good, but, I mean, that's neither here nor there. We all know that feels good, right?
Absolutely.
And we talked about you liking to win in Jerry World, and there really has to be nothing better than getting a win and quieting down that amount of Cowboy fans. But the road fans for the Green Bay Packers were crazy there. It felt like there was a lot of green and gold in that stadium.
It did. I don't know if I wasn't really able to see it, but I could definitely hear it. And that's what's most important. Packer fans always travel well. And at times, even on road games, the Packer fans all around the United States, they make it pretty loud.
Man, when you get a holding call in a game.
Now, why would you bring that up? I don't get that.
I got a question. Can I talk?
But I'm just saying, this I was don't understand nice how we have
when we had our golf outing.
And your first question is asking about a holding call.
Yeah, when we had our golf outing,
I don't believe it.
I'd have to deal with you three. I got to just talk to Dave, and it was a nice conversation. So let's try this again. When you get a holding call as an offensive lineman, is it always I'm innocent as an offensive lineman, or sometimes you think, all right, they caught me that time?
This guy. Man, don't even answer that.
Why don't you be quiet?
I'm really happy you brought this up because this is actually a good can of worms that I actually want to talk about.
Okay.
There are times where I'm like, yep, you got me. Like, kind of like, I kind of look at him like, really? And then he's like, David, come on, let's be real. I'm like, okay, you're right. I mean, look, in the position that we play, holding happens every single time. Calling a holding call is all subjective. It really depends how the ref feels or what the flavor of the day is. That's really what it is. Now, going to last night, I'm so happy you brought this up. That holding call has got to go down as one of the worst holding calls I have ever been called for in my entire life. To a point where I made him tell me his reasoning, to which I got in response, I play defensive end. There's no way Aaron Rodgers is outrunning Robert Quinn. To such point, I then tattletaled on the ref to Aaron.
Oh, my goodness.
Because most refs are, you know, they like to have good relations with quarterbacks, especially ones that will go down as some of the best of all time. To then, such credit, Aaron cusses him out. To then, he comes to me and says, did you really just rat me out to Aaron?
Oh, to Kasha 6
to
minutes.
To I responding, you just ratted me out to America.
True.
Then he's laughing and then asked me, was it really that bad of me to call holding call on that? I'm like, absolutely. I have no problem admitting if I do it. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
I play a lot of games. I've done a lot of plays. It's bound to happen. It will happen again.
But, David, it does feel like the holding calls have gotten a little bit outrageous with the volume that have been called in the NFL so far through five games this year.
I mean, yeah. You kind of know when crews come in, their tendencies. And we actually knew going into this game that was going to be their tendency. And, you know, as much as you don't want to think about it, yeah, it does happen. And you want to just play your game and hopefully they stay away. But the funny thing was to end that is, he ended up laughing about what I said to him, and then he goes, well, hey, we got a lot of the rest of the game. Everything's going to be all good. So then he left me alone the entire rest of the game. And we had a, you know, I think actually we have a little bit more of a relationship now because of that, which is something we can laugh about. But, yeah, so to my point, in the beginning of the season, it was bad, and that's why they had to come together as not only the NFL, but the officials. Like, it was taking away from the game.
Dave, you know,
the rule is too ambiguous for what holding is to really classify it. To restrict a player outside the framework of your body is holding. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, key word is outside your framework. As long as your feet are in front of the defender, you can do whatever you want.
Right.
Now, certain things can be pretty egregious and can, you know, throw some smoke and, you know, send some warning signals off. But at the end of the day, when your hands get outside the framework of your own body, restricting a player from going a certain way, that is holding. That is where you want to throw the holding calls. When you throw it just because of any little bit, you really take away from the game, because that's how linemen have been taught since before I got in the league, and that's how linemen are going to be taught long past I'm out of the league.
You know, talk a little bit about Jenkins. I mean, I saw you guys working pretty good over there. I mean, it looks like you're double team, second level. That guy, for a young kid, looks pretty good there over at left guard.
Yeah, he's been good. He's stepped up and really stepped into a role as a rookie. I've been impressed with him. And I keep challenging him every week to keep growing and getting better. And, you know, he's one of the rookies that on the offensive line, you know, the last rookie to play and truly start is going to be, as he continues to trend in this right direction, almost the full season was Corey. Before that was me. Before that, I don't know.
Can we go back? Can you go far back to Bulaga, or no? You can't get that far back.
I know Bulaga came in towards the latter part of his rookie year.
Right.
But to play the majority of his career. So for him, I'm very impressed with him, and I think he's going to be a really good football player for our team for a long time.
Tell me about, though,
he's got a lot of confidence, and he brings it every day and every week. The challenge for him is to make sure he continues to bring that same energy and do it week in and week out.
Tell me about the offensive game plan, because I don't think anybody saw Aaron Jones doing that, let alone doing that. But the 7 catches, I think, caught a lot of people by surprise.
I mean, he's a weapon. He can do – when he's on his A game, there's nothing that he really can't do. It's, you know, he's a stud. That's all I have to say about it. He's a weapon. He needs to be accounted for in every phase of the game.
Talking with Packers All-Pro left tackle David Bakhtiari here on the Wendy's Big Show. David, what about your counterpart in there with Brian Bulaga? I mean, the man, to be able to be on the injury list pretty much every single week and be questioning if the guy's going to go, he has been flawless so far through 5 games.
I mean, what more do you want from him? The guy's a stud. He's always been a stud. He will always be a stud. I think maybe because he's been on the team for a full decade, people have gotten too comfortable with him being around and don't realize how good you have it till it's gone type idea. So, I mean, I've been a guy since I got in there day one. I looked at Brian Bulaga like, okay, this is clearly what it means to be a professional and play at a high level. I'm going to try and, you know, take things from his game and make it my own to try and be a good football player. Like, I don't know really what else to say. This is something that, you know, Packer Nation needs to wake up to. Brian's a stud. He's been a stud for a decade.
Yeah, that's amazing. I saw your thing on Instagram about the Pepsi Challenge. People get a chance to hang out with you. They can go to your Instagram, David Bakhtiari, for more details about that. I think it's a great way for fans to kind of interact with you a little bit. Because I don't drink, you know, beers like you and Aaron can chug them down. But if you get a chance
to
do that.
Well, you don't drink beers at all, Leroy.
Well, I'm just saying, you can chug some Pepsi down and be with David is a way you can do that. But the guy I really want to ask you about is Lucas Patrick. I mean, when people saw Corey Lindsey going out, they think, okay, who's going to make the calls? Are they still going to be in the shotgun? Is everything going to be accurate if he gets to reach block? And what if he has to snap it a certain way? But for the most part, I thought he did well.
He did. We asked him, man, that's a tall that's a tall order to ask for.
It really is.
To go in that environment, being a backup center, having no idea that you're going to have to play. And, I mean, he stepped in. He did his preparation all week. He came in, and he was able to let us orchestrate the offense in its entirety. And that's huge on Lucas, and we appreciate that. And that's exactly what you want from a guy when he comes and steps in. You don't want the offense to miss a beat. He let us operate and not miss a beat.
Would you ever thought in your career that you go into a game, and I don't know if this happened, you probably can tell me or not, that you go into a game and you win a game, but Aaron Rodgers did not throw any touchdown passes. You ever thought that could happen?
No. Not till this year, and I'm glad we can, because that just shows that really how dangerous this team is, this football team is, and how good this offense can be. And it's nice to know that we're not one dimensional.
Right. What's different? Can you put your finger on it?
For me, the biggest thing is we're not one-dimensional. That's the only thing I can really think about. Our ability to run the ball if needed, pass the ball if needed, flip the field with special teams, get the turnovers on defense, be lights out on defense when we need to. We can win games in multiple ways. And that, for me, hasn't always been the Packer way. It's always been the offense got to put up points, and hopefully the defense can hold.
Listen, and we've taken a lot of phone calls, Dan, and a lot the last couple of days, and a lot has been about Aaron Jones. Does Aaron Jones' role change at all when Jamal Williams comes back, do you think?
Or Devontae,
when he comes back?
No, I think it stays as is. I think the 1-2 punch with Aaron and Jamal is fantastic. I think, you know, obviously Aaron is a weapon. He'd be out there as much as possible that he can tolerate, first and foremost. And then even when Devontae's back, I think it always goes back to, you know, you got to go with the hot hand.
Right.
Whatever the flavor of the day is working, I would never stray from it just because you have to hit all cylinders. Like, you have to make sure everyone gets their piece of the pie. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers goes out there, he can throw with his eyes closed and dart up the entire field. Or Devontae is catching and burning everybody. Feed him all day. I don't care. Throw the ball 100 times. If Aaron Jones can't get tackled the entire game, let's feed him the rock till he gets tackled. Win. That's it.
So you use my word. It's a fluid situation, right?
It's a what?
Fluid situation.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Talking with David Bakhtiari like we do each and every Tuesday here on the Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Don't know if Mike Daniels is going to play this week or not. Left the last game before his bye week with a foot injury again, so we'll see. Had a walking boot on after that game. But if Mike Daniels does suit up on Monday night against you guys, obviously you have probably a good idea of what you're in for.
Yeah, he's going to give 110% for 60 minutes. And I'm sure he's not going to – he's going to come in, I guess, quote-unquote – you know, with his piss hot, so to speak.
Yes, he will.
Yeah, that's for sure. This is David Bakhtiari, Packers left tackle, three-time All-Pro, joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. David, with the common opponent again, and now an opportunity to go 3-0 in the division, is this the best start to a season for you since coming into the league with the Packers?
I think we started 6-0. 1 year, so if we do win, no, but we also did finish that year 10-6, I believe. But yeah, it's definitely up there.
You know, one other thing I noticed, and I think maybe tell me right or wrong here, but this team that you got right now, they sure talk a lot of junk, a
lot of stuff,
which is not a bad thing. I mean, they seem to be a little bit.
Is that a question?
No, they seem to be a little bit more outgoing. I mean, you look at the celebrations that you guys are doing. I mean, the getting the crowd into it.
Kevin King.
This team, it just feels like it's much different than it's kind of ever been with a lot of personalities that you guys have in that locker room.
I think it's great. I think it's something that we embrace. We are continuing to grow, and I think it's contagious. It gives energy to our team, and I think as an opposing team seeing that, it kind of deflates you. So we're all about it.
David, Aaron talked a little bit after the game about this team being able to be themselves and people feeling like everybody is themselves in the locker room. What is the culture feeling like for you through this first 5 weeks of the season under Matt in his first year?
I think Matt's done a great job coming in and establishing his identity and what he wants in this football team, but then also letting us become and establish what our identity is as the players in the locker room. And be ourselves, and that's really been big. Because when you're yourself, that's when you're most comfortable. So to simply put, when he lets us be ourselves, we're most comfortable. When you're playing loosely and comfortably, you tend to play pretty well.
And on Monday Night Football, David Bakhtiari, when you were a little kid and you go back to watching, and now you're playing on Monday Night Football, is there still a little bit of a different juice you get knowing the whole country's watching you on Monday night?
Absolutely. I don't think that'll ever change, no matter how many years I play in the league. Sunday nights and Monday nights, there's always something a little bit more to those games.
So when are we getting a big extension so we can propose to Frankie? Or should we hold that off?
Why do you want to talk about that man personal life?
Hey, hold it.
Hold that man personal life on the air?
Come on.
Hey,
now,
man, the highest paid left tackle in the game need to get paid. So he can have a great life, so he can jump off the mountains and all that kind
of
stuff.
So he can go over by Dean Murray, and talk to the jewelry center.
Yeah, we'll answer that another day then.
Thank you, Leroy.
Have a good day, my brother.
David, appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week, Tuesday, all right?
All righty. Take care.
That's David Bakhtiari joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.